This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest, and she might be one of the hardest working CEOs out there in the OTC markets. I'm talking about no other than Tego Cyber Inc. They trade on the OTCQBs under the ticker symbol TGCB. And the lady that I'm speaking of is Miss Shannon Wilkinson. Shannon, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Everett. Good to be here.
And I mean that. I mean, when you came on the show, you had a thought, you had a concept. Now we're bringing that to fruition. That being said, I want to talk about the last time you were back on the show. I think it was about a month ago, and actually in September. Bring my new listeners kind of up to speed. What did they miss, and how are things looking going forward?
Well, it's been an exciting month for Tego for certain, but for those that aren't familiar with Tego, we are a cybersecurity company focused on the emerging cyber threat intelligence market. And what I mean by emerging market, it's one of the newest market segments within cybersecurity, the fastest growing market segment. It's worth about $5.1 billion today, growing at a rate of about 20% year over year. So a really exciting market to be in. Because it's an emerging market, there's not a lot of competition, which is the perfect time to get into this market as well. And what we've developed is a threat intelligence platform that we're integrating into other software platforms called SIEMs, which are system information event monitoring platforms. Basically, you've probably heard of Splunk and Elasticsim and Devo and LogRhythm and a lot of those. Those are the SIEM platforms that we're integrating our threat intelligence platform into. And what it allows security operations centers to do is quickly identify threats within an enterprise environment once they get past the defenses. So as much as we want to defend and stop attacks from getting in, when they do get in, the next important thing to do is to identify them and respond to them once they've gotten into the enterprise. So that's a bit about Tego.
Yeah, you know, I believe that you're probably in one of the hottest spaces other than the EV market because, you know, I was listening to a show last week and I forgot the gentleman that came on the show was Fox News or something like that, said that the Pentagon gets attacked like 2,200 times a day trying to break in to our security stuff. It's amazing. I do think you guys are in the right space. That being said, in the month of October, you have been busy. I think you guys put out four press releases in the month of October. You guys recently just launched your first version of your threat intelligence application. If you would, tell us a little bit about it and where are we at in the process?
Sure. So we did have our commercial launch this month of our threat intelligence application, which is called Tego Guardian. And basically what it is that we've integrated into Splunk's, which is one of those SIEM platforms. We've integrated into their platform with our application. Basically, what we've done is we've gone from a concept to commercialization in less than 2 years of R&D. And the response that we've gotten through our beta testing as well as following the commercial launch has been incredible. Just the unique insight that we give through our application, our threat intelligence to organizations. Our application and the threat intelligence we're providing is really set to address some of the gaps that are out there within threat intelligence right now, which is really the integration into the SIEM platforms. One of the problems within cybersecurity is that it's so fragmented that security operations centers basically have 20 different tools that do 20 different things that aren't
right.
integrated. And they have to log into these different platforms. It gets really frustrating, and it takes a lot of time away
yes.
from actually, like when a threat is identified, you know, logging into these different platforms and investigating. It just means you're not taking action against the threat once it's been found. So,
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but have you guys learned to process and streamline that on your platform?
Absolutely. So our platform is doing a lot of things in the back end. We're taking in all the different threat intelligence from different sources, compiling it, deduplicating it. And then we're taking this additional step of adding context to the threat. So a lot of other threat intelligence providers, and they call themselves threat intelligence, but it's not really threat intelligence. I would call them more threat data, because intelligence is something that allows you to make an informed decision. Data is just like something that says this is bad, and then you got to go figure out why it's bad and, you know, what you need to do. But intelligence basically gives you all the information at your fingertips to make an informed decision. So when we talk about threat intelligence at Tego, we're talking about, we'll tell you something is bad, but then we'll go on and tell you, you know, where it's coming from, what country it's originating from, what kind of activities are associated with it, like if it's a brute force attacker that's trying to get into your servers, if it's a ransomware actor, if it's a phishing campaign, those kind of things. And then we'll tell you also, you know, it's been identified on these 50, 100, 200 computers within your enterprise environment. And basically give the security operations team all that information integrated in the tool that they were using to identify those threats. So, you know, those pieces of information, I think, is what makes our app and what makes Tego a bit different from some of the other solutions that might be out there on the market today.
You know, before I go on to my next question, and I know that you answered this briefly in the month of September, but we got a lot of new listeners. How are you going to sell this? You know, it's one thing coming up with the great software program or a cyber program, if you will, but then it comes to how do we get it out there to the mass markets?
Absolutely. So, yeah, definitely. So we're marketing. We have kind of a hybrid sales approach at Tego, both an inside sales teams as well as channel partners. So our inside sales teams are directly targeting those customers that are using Splunk, the SIEM platform, through traditional sales means. They're trained of being able to ask the right questions, find out the customer pain points, as well as having the information about who is using Splunk. And we're going directly to those customers. We've also recently retained Amy Looper and her firm Relativity Sales to help us in executing our go-to-market strategy with those inside sales. In addition to that inside sales, our hybrid approach, we have our channel partner program, which is basically we're in advanced discussions with a number of cybersecurity solution providers and resellers that want to incorporate Tego solutions into their product offerings. So we believe this hybrid sales approach, especially with the channel partner program, will allow us to really rapidly scale out our sales strategy by leveraging those kind of partnerships, as well as, you know, our inside sales team is also leveraging a lot of the personal relationships that our founding team has due to our number of years within the cybersecurity industry and just the network that we've built over time. So bringing those folks into our client base and, you know, establishing different relationships.
The name of your program or your software is called The Guardian. Is that correct?
Yes, the app is, nicknamed Tego Guardian. But the underlying technology behind our platform is just called the Tego Threat Intelligence Platform.
If you could tell my listeners what makes two bullet points, what makes that program very special? What would be the main two points compared to other hundreds of cyber companies and software programs that are out there? What would make that so special?
Well, I think I touched a little bit about one of the differentiators is that data enrichment. You can call it, you know, the detailed who, what, when, where, how of threats, not just identifying something bad, but giving the information to the security operations team. And then another thing that's really kind of, I guess, cool about what we're doing is just the market potential that we have with our solution. So a lot of other companies will go out there and they'll have to create their own customer base. You know, if you're creating a new firewall or new antivirus, you have to go compete with all the other solutions that are out there, you know, as a standalone. Tego, because we're building on top of these SIEM platforms, our market potential and our sales strategy is actually that we're building on top of existing customer bases. So if you think about Splunk, our first integration, Splunk alone has 15,000 clients worldwide, and most of them are, a majority of them are within the Fortune 100. I think they have 90 of the Fortune 100, those customers.
Wow.
each one of those clients of Splunk is a potential client of Tego Cyber as well. So we're building on top of that existing customer base as a value-added solution for those customers of, you know, Splunk doesn't necessarily have threat intelligence built in, but Tego, you know, we can add value to your existing Splunk installation and give you threat intelligence. So I think that's, you know, a differentiator. And we're not stopping just with Splunk. Splunk is just our first integration. We've already started development on a couple other integrations. And we have a really aggressive product roadmap over the next 2 years of integrating into 10 different SIEM platforms over the next 2 years. I think there's about 25 different SIEM platforms out there today. So really, I think the possibilities are somewhat endless for us.
Shannon, if my listeners want to know more about your company, where can they find you?
Of course, they can contact us directly by telephone or website at tegocyber.com. Email info at tegocyber, it's tegocyber.com. As well as we are very active on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn as tegocyber. We share a ton of just industry knowledge, what's going on in the cybersecurity space, very educational. So if you're interested in cybersecurity and what's going on, you know, in the market today and just with attacks and, you know, trends and everything, I'd encourage you to follow us.
Shannon won't say this, but I will, and I'm entitled to my personal opinion. This company is grossly undervalued with a market cap under $17 million, with the outstanding shares are under 25 million shares. And when this thing gets going and sales get rolling, you won't be able to touch this thing under a dollar. Again, that's my personal opinion. Shannon, I want to thank you for coming back on the show. I'm a big fan of what you guys are doing out there, and I really do think you're going to knock down some doors, and I think you're going to make some noise out there in the next two or three quarters.
Thanks, Everett. We certainly hope so.
Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.